Actor and beloved drama teacher Francesca Soubre appears in this weekend's final performances of a Bloomington Playwrights Project production, Home. She plays a manipulative Texas mother desperate for her daughter's love and understanding. It's a challenging role as Soubre is on stage for almost the entire length of the play. She deals with her daughter at three different times in the daughter's life. The daughter is played by three different actresses. Francesca says boredom led her to a life in the theater. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here with my guest, the actor, Francesca Soubre. Francesca, thanks.
Oh, I'm really thrilled to be here.
Francesca is appearing in a wonderful production put on by the Bloomington Playwrights Project called Home. Francesca plays a Texas mother named Miriam. And Miriam is an interesting soul. Apparently she's an alcoholic.
One of her many things.
And she is relating throughout this entire play. As far as I understand, you're on stage almost the entire time.
Yes, I am.
Three other actors play your single daughter at different stages of Catherine, the daughter's life.
That is correct.
And you play some mind games.
Yes, I do. Miriam is a manipulator, not in a terrible way. I mean, I love Miriam, but she does try. She's constantly finagling Catherine into doing what Miriam wants. Whether it's emotional or just sort of that guilt trip that, oh, I didn't mean anything that mothers can do.
How the heck does that work on stage? That's got to be a challenge.
Well, you know, there are times where we're all on stage together, and they're in their own time zones, and I'm the one that goes from time zone to time zone. And there are a couple of scenes where literally I'm talking to the 22-year-old version of Catherine, and the other version gives me a response, and I turn and I'm talking to her, that they've been estranged for at least 12 years. And how did that happen? What was it that drove them apart?
This has been running already for 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. There's 1 weekend left tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's been boffo business, to borrow a term from Variety, huh?
No, we've been sold out. And the audience reaction has been wildly enthusiastic in that. It's a very touching play. You know, there's something about Miriam and Catherine that everyone recognizes from their own life, I think. You know, we all have that person in our family that requires a certain amount of patience that you love, who exasperates you at the same time.
Hey, by the way, who is Fresca? And is Fresca anybody anymore?
Oh, that's, you know, I'm actually glad you brought up that question. Fresca has been my nickname all my life. When I was born, my mother named me Francesca and immediately shortened it to Fresca. So my family calls me Fresca, but it's always, as the older I get, the more I'm kind of like, Fresca, and people would always make comments about it. And then when my husband died 2 years ago, I really thought my life has changed, so I'm going to make some conscious efforts to really pay homage to that change. And I thought it's time for me to let Fresca go.
In your day job?
Yes.
You're at Bloomington High School North.
All day, every day.
As?
I am the theater program director at North High School.
So what you do is you help the kids put on two productions a year plus a musical?
Well, it's... Yeah, that's always the goal. This year, we did a small thing in the winter, Trifles, and then we're doing a winter play that'll go up the end of February, and then there's the musical. I no longer do the musical. I stopped doing the musical about 3-4 years ago. The musical is its own huge monster, and I just ran out of steam. No, it was just getting to the point where I was always at North High School, and I needed to have more balance. I'm flattered that people trust me with their children. And it's a joy and a challenge to see them come from where they're not able to squeak to being able to become somebody else. And I think one of my greatest joys is knowing that so many of my students have graduated and they're out there doing theater in some form, or they're out there doing what they really wanted to do, and that they feel confident in what they're doing. And I think that a lot of that confidence is something that I help them get. I can say that to myself on a good day. On a bad day, I'll say something totally off.
So let's try to figure out how you got to this point. Where did you grow up?
Oh.
Or have you grown up? That's the question.
No, I have definitely not grown up. Still, this is a process. I actually grew up on Nantucket Island, Massachusetts.
What did the family do?
Well, before we moved to Nantucket, we lived in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
My stepfather was an executive for Litton Industries, I think. It was a coal something, chemical something. He was a chemical engineer.
Oh.
And they decided to buy a house on Nantucket for a summer home. And the next thing I knew, we were moving.
Mm.
And this was when I was in junior high. And my mother opened up a health food store in the living room of our home. And that very quickly became a delicatessen bakery. My parents sold that business about 30 years ago, but it still exists in the home that I grew up in. It's called Something Natural. It's one of, most people, if they've gone to Nantucket, they've been to Something Natural.
It's an institution
it's
there,
an institution,
huh?
And, you know, I always think about this, how ahead of the time my mother was. This was in the late 60s, early 70s, that my mother created this delicatessen where all the sandwiches were on homemade bread. All the produce was local, from the local farmer. Everything was as organic as you could possibly get it. Fresh homemade goods. We now expect that to be our norm when we go out for a sandwich.
Yeah.
So she really sort of, you know, did a great thing there.
All right.
And it's where I got started in theater, was Nantucket. Because there was nothing to do. There was no television. When kids tell me how bored they are, I was like, you trust me, you don't know what boredom is. You know, I grew up, there was no shopping. There's no malls on Nantucket. First off, it's not big enough. There was no movie theaters in the wintertime. There was no swimming pool, no ice rink, no nothing.
So what did you do? Go out stealing hubcaps or anything? Or
I babysat. I worked at a candy store. I worked for my parents. And then there was the community theater. And they had a great community theater. And this wonderful dear man, Mac Dixon, he was my mentor, and he saw that I, you know, he really gave me parts, and I did everything. I just was a theater rat, and that's what saved me, I think, from what, I don't know what I would have done. Or I'd still be working in a delicatessen somewhere.
This is a really neat person.
Oh, thank you.
Francesca Soubre, an actor, a teacher. She's appearing in the Bloomington Playwright Project production of Home. What's next for you after that?
My students, we're working on, we have callbacks this afternoon for Mackinac by Sophie Treadwell. That'll go up end of February.
Uh-huh. Francesca Soubre, thank you for being on Big Talk this week.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at WFHB.org.